The incident early this morning comes in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country this past Saturday. Virginia Tech International Affairs professor Ariel Aram says this response could have been very different if the attack on Israel had been worse.
Had one of those missiles gone through and struck an apartment building or a hospital or a synagogue or a mosque, we would be looking at a very significant situation. In some ways, we got lucky rather than good.
Aram says the attack on Israel changed the landscape.
Before this attack, there were many leading Israeli allies like Great Britain, Germany, and the U.S. that were talking about holding back certain weapon transfers to Israel, talking about trying to get Israel to stop its operations in Gaza. Those conversations are now on hold because the Iranian issue is seen as so severe and so significant that there could not be a holdback on weapons.
U.S. news outlets citing anonymous U.S. and Israeli officials said Israel carried out the attack this morning. The Israeli military did not respond to a request for comment from the Associated Press.